autographs for the final time of 2014 training camp. The Jaguars held their last open practice on Tuesday. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back in the Florida Blue practice fields for just over 2 hours on Tuesday morning. Good sign to see Toby Gerhart, the running back, working full Tuesday. He's been battling some hip tightness and finally got back on the practice field today. Gerhart said after practice he's ready to get some reps on Thursday night at Soldier Field.
New team, new offense, excited to get out there, you know, and play with these guys for the first time and get hit some. You know, as a running back in practice, we don't get hit much, so to get a couple live hits will be good.
Other notes from Tuesday, wide receiver Cecil Shorts III and linebacker Dakota Watson both worked in pads off to the side today. Neither expected to play this Thursday in Chicago, but that's a good sign moving forward. Brandon Linder got some reps at center again as the battle rages on the interior of the offensive line. And walkthrough for the Jaguars Wednesday morning, and then they'll travel to Chicago tomorrow afternoon. Welcome in, Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton. I know this is shocking, Brian, but it's all quarterback all the time.
So says John Osher. Right. And look, I have been of the opinion that if Blake was going to sit this year, the biggest story of camp was the offensive line. And we'll talk about that. It still is a very big story. But Blake's performance last Friday against Tampa moved it past, even in my mind, past the offensive line. And, you know, that's just something we're going to follow this week in Chicago, next week in Detroit. It isn't going anywhere, at least till opening day.
And we heard today from Jed Fish, the Jaguars offensive coordinator. It's always interesting to get in his head when it comes to comparing the starting quarterback, Henny, to what Bortles did.
Well, you and I can look at, we can look at the numbers, we can look at what we see on the field, just like the fans do, but we're not there with the call sheet understanding what he was supposed to do. We don't understand what he overcame or what he missed. Fish does. He sees him in the meetings every single day. And what I really thought was interesting was the way that Bortles responded to his performance, and Jed Fish was suitably impressed.
I think he handled himself very well. He came in immediately looking for feedback in terms of what he could do better, not praise, you know. And what he can do better is he can continue to work his feet. He, you know, regressed a little bit in his footwork. And that kind of always happens when you're first time playing with live bullets and you're no longer wearing a red jersey.
Of course, if you go back to draft night and listen to Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley and even Jed Fish all over again, that's exactly what they expected from him. Those are the intangibles that he brings to the table. It's the reason why Bortles is their guy. That's the way they think. That's the way he thinks.
Let's get to the other position group that's a hot topic around town. That's that offensive line, the interior, the center, the guard spot. Speaking of center, I mean, for 13 years around here, at least the last 11 at that position, Brad Meester's been the guy, and you haven't had to worry about it.
Nope, they haven't, and that has exacerbated the problem to a degree, at least according to Jed Fish today, because people were so comfortable with the center position, and you rarely talked about it unless Brad was dinged up and wasn't practicing during training camp. And so you take those two snaps now. You're already thinking center, center, center. Now you got the two errant snaps. It makes everything seem as if it's much bigger, bigger problem, and Jed said that that's something that they're just working through. But here's what you've got now. You've got three guys working at center. You've got Brandon Linder, the rookie who's been a guard, but the last few days has worked at center and will play in Chicago at center. You've got Jock McClendon, who's kind of been a catch-all guy around here the last 2 years, and now Mike Brewster. You know the old saying, you know, if you've got two quarterbacks, do you have one, right? And the question is, you've got three guys working at center, do you have one? Well, I mean, somebody's got to play the position at this point, but nobody has claimed it yet, and Mike Brewster, still the starter, has to prove this week that he's still worthy of that number one distinction. Has to do it this week.
Thursday night's the night. Now or never, right, for him.
Well, if it's now or never, here's the thing, and I say he has to do it this week. Well, they're not going to cut him, right? But he has to do it because the storyline just keeps going and going and going. He needs to put his foot down and say, this is my job this week. Gus Bradley said today he had had a good week of practice. Let's see him do it, and then we can go back to McClendon and Linder working at right guard.
Well done, as always.
Try my best.
Hey, let's look at the play of the day from Tuesday. It's Kerry Taylor again. Look at this catch. Kerry Taylor reels it in for another catch for a banged-up wide receiver unit. The Jaguars wrap up the short week on Wednesday, a walkthrough in the morning. They'll travel to Chicago Wednesday afternoon. We'll have coverage after the arrival in Chicago right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.